Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good morning. We're back here at Oracle Open World 2014 in San Francisco, California. It's day two of the event, day one for radio broadcast. We're super excited to be here. Shay, just super exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. All the new technology around us, all the people just so excited about just everything going on. It's been wonderful. It really has.
It's great. And we're happy to have with us joining on the broadcast, we have Miss Elisa Johnson, Practice Director with Rolta.
Good morning.
Good morning. So before we dive in here, give us a brief overview, mission and purpose for Rolta.
Well, I'm serving as the practice director for our financials practice. We are a system integrator of Oracle products. I work in the e-business suite practice, but we also have a BI practice and also an EPM practice. So I really feel like we have offerings kind of across the broad spectrum for our customers. So that makes it really good for us in terms of going in and being able to meet their needs. So we're actually at booth 1911 in Moscone South. So please come by and visit us sometime during the show.
So you're just on the way from us here.
That's right.
That's a far of a walk. It's not bad. Good commute, huh?
Yeah. You definitely have to have your comfortable walking shoes when you come to Open World.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right. So your job with Rolta fits right in with your job as the new president for OAUG.
Yes, it does. In my work, everyday work job, I'm interested in making sure customers have the right solution. And in my volunteer job as president of OAUG, I'm also interested in making sure that those same customers have all of the facts and knowledge that they need to use those Oracle applications in the best way.
So when you got selected to be the president, what was the first thing you're like, okay, this is what I want to do? I'm pumped about this. This is my goal.
Well, in January, our board meets together, and that's one of the main goals of that meeting is to discuss and come up with a strategy and a mission for the year and talk about that vision, not just for this year, but kind of carrying on in the next subsequent years. And really our focus this year is really threefold. It's on innovation, on member engagement, and also on our influence with Oracle. That really aligns with our overall mission statement that we've had.
Right.
And so those three things were really the target of all of our activities for this year.
So let's start with innovation. How are you accomplishing that milestone?
So one of the things we did is we talked to all of our committees, because we really were supported by the volunteers that work in the committees under the direction of the board, and said, you know, anything that you do, think about it in an innovative way. Think about how you can accomplish that in a different way. One of the things that we have this year is a Young Professionals Forum. And it's targeted towards those that are using Oracle applications, 35 and younger. And we felt like that they had a unique set of needs. Just starting their careers, they might have questions that they felt a little intimidated to
sure.
talk about. They might have had some questions about some of the new technologies and how it was going to impact them. Where should their career be going? So we kicked that off at Collaborate in April, had a really good attendance at a breakfast that we had there. And then we had bi-monthly meetings. We've had topics on social media, on big data. And then coming up in October, it's going to be on cloud, which we all know is the hot topic this week at Open World. So really happy to have that forum for them to get together and network.
And that kind of segues right into customer collaboration and making sure that they're all communicating, because I mean, that's the big overarching goal for you guys, right?
Yes, that's right. We want to make sure we have that networking opportunity for our users. We do that in several ways, you know, through our e-learning, through our actual face-to-face events. You know, Collaborate's coming up in April in Las Vegas.
It's one of the coolest events. We were there last year, and that is super fun.
Yes. I think, and we, whereas I think Open World's really looking roadmap in the future, collaborates down to business, right?
Yeah,
how
right.
do I do my day-to-day job, and how can I do it better? right? And those are the kinds of sessions that we want to offer there. We're right in the middle of paper submission. You only have till October 10th, so if somebody wants to get a paper.
So explain that process for the folks that don't understand what paper submission is, how to accomplish it, and what it does for you through OAUG.
Right. So if you have something that you've done in your organization, even if it seems small to you, but it's maybe an innovative way or a different way to use the application, it's something somebody else will want to hear about, right? So when you do your submission, you have an abstract, three objectives that you're going to try to accomplish. One of the things I recommend when people are submitting their papers is, you know, get a catchy title, because, you know, the people that are voting on those, you want to get something. We have over 1,500 paper submissions, so you want to have something that's going to grab their attention.
It's got to stick out.
Yeah, it's got to stick out. So a catchy title, but make sure you use spell check.
You'd be surprised.
See one that it doesn't have the right spelling or good grammar, you're like, okay, what's the presentation going to look like? But if you have an interesting story to tell, please submit it. Another thing we've done this year that's very innovative is we've opened up the voting for the papers to the user members. So that's, before it had been with a special interest group, and now it's actually being opened up. So if you're interested in voting on the actual papers that are going to be at Collaborate, that you have an opportunity to do that. So I'm very excited about that opportunity as well.
And you're incentivizing people to put in papers, right? I mean, there are some definitely things that you can benefit from, not only from helping your peers, but yourself as well.
Well, yeah, if your paper gets selected, you get a free conference pass. So,
which is a big deal.
So that's a big deal. That helps you to learn as well, right?
Sure,
so it's not only about giving back, but you all, you know, it doesn't matter how many years you're in the industry. One of the reasons you come to the events like this, in addition to the networking, is to learn. And there's always something new to learn. And, you know, that's a benefit of submitting that paper, is you get that opportunity to come.
So what do you look forward to at Open World? What's the big thing for you that you're always excited about, or even, you know, in particular this year? And
well,
you don't have to say radio. We know it's the radio.
Of course, Radio OAEG.
That's where it's at.
Well, again, I'm always interested to hear what Oracle's perspective is, because again, it's kind of their forward facing. Another thing I think from me personally, because I'm so involved in OAUG, we have an opportunity to talk one-on-one with those Oracle executives. So I think that's another reason to get involved in OAUG, because you have that direct voice to Oracle. And so it's more than just, you know, the logo on the sign. You know, it's really hearing from them what is the next thing.
And they're passionate about it. That's really cool.
They are.
They're not just, you know, suits. You know, they actually really do care.
Yeah. Anytime you come to an event like this, you're always enthused when you go back to work, right?
Yeah, right. So what are you looking forward to on the horizon? What's coming up that you'd like people to know about besides Collaborate?
well, the paper selection. The other thing I'm really excited about, and this is something that, although Oracle EBS is in putting it in place, this is something that the OAUG has been working with them over the last couple of years. It's the enhancement request process. We really wanted something. Currently, what you would do, go into my Oracle support, put your enhancement request in, or if somebody already has one, you can tag your company name at the bottom. But you really had no visibility into what Oracle was. Did anybody even read this note? Do they even know we want it? So now you can actually go into the EBS Oracle communities on my Oracle support, and they have an enhancement request engine. And you can vote up and down on the request. You can enter your own request. And the best thing is you have the visibility into what their response is from Oracle development on how they're going to be managing those requests. So I think this is going to, there's so far out of all the applications in EBS, they have 21 communities that are active today in that enhancement request process. So I hope that we can really get the word out, get people out there and voting on those enhancement requests. I think they're going to be really pleased with having that visibility.
So before we wrap, where can people go to learn more about OAUG, sign up, and then also learn more about Rolta?
So go out to oaug.org That's another innovation we've had this year is we've updated our website, and so it's a much more user-friendly. There's a Join Now button. You can create a profile at first, even before you join. You can see if your company is a member, because they actually join by company. And so one of the things that's coming on the horizon, hopefully, is going to be an individual membership, so start looking for that. But you can actually go out on the website and join it. If you're here at the show this week, come by the booth, 3131. For Rolta, you can go out to rolta.com, and you can see the list of our services, service offerings that we have, and we'd be happy to help you in any way in your Oracle needs.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on again.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
We'll have to do it again and collaborate.
Okay.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here at Oracle Open World for Shay Thomas. We'll see you in a little bit.